Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. The USDA Risk Management Agency is making a change in their prevent plant haying and grazing dates to help farmers that were impacted by excessive rainfall and flooding this year. Risk Management Agency Director Martin Barbary says this is a one-time change.
For just this year only, we will allow haying and grazing after September 1st versus November 1st. Also including in that, we have determined that silage, haylage, and or baleage should be treated the same as haying and grazing for this year. For 2019, with the historic flooding, we decided there needed to be a change and the availability of more forage across the country.
Barbary said there are a number of factors that have forced the change.
You know, we've had excessive rainfall. We've had a bomb cyclone. They talk about a weather event out in the Plain States. There's just a lot of things that have gone on that this year, prevented planting, we expect to be at record levels. We've had a lot of calls from constituents, from the Hill, from associations across the country that there's a very definite need for more forage production this summer. Producers have not been able to plant those crops in a timely fashion.
He adds the USDA is expecting a high number of prevent claims this year.
We're seeing large numbers of notice of loss come in for prevent plant claims. Notice of loss means that a producer has decided to take prevent planting on maybe some, maybe all of his acreage. That doesn't give us any guidance yet on what those actual acreage numbers will be. We just know there's a record number of notices of loss at this point.
We'll have more in a moment.
What's your favorite thing to see in Kentucky? The answer is different for everybody. But whatever you do, don't let the last thing you see be your phone. Join Kentucky Farm Bureau in getting the word out about the risks of distracted driving. Encourage others to drive distraction-free and pledge to do so yourself. A message brought to you by Kentucky Farm Bureau. KFB loves KY.
USDA Risk Management Agency Director Martin Barbary says any farmer who is interested in taking advantage of the rule needs to talk with your crop insurance agent.
The best thing a producer can do at this point is, number one, talk to your crop insurance agent. Number two, talk to your crop insurance agent. And number three, talk to your crop insurance agent, because they're the ones that have your records, that have your APHs, and can tell you what your payments would be, what your options are, and they will be very well versed in all the options surrounding prevented planting.
He adds details can be found on the USDA website.
The other thing producers can do is go to the website of www.rma.usda.gov. We have fact sheets on there. If you look up the fact sheet for flooding, all of the prevent plant rules and guidance are under that.
Barbary reminds producers this is a one-time benefit that's taking place this year. You can also stop by your local farm service agency office, who will be able to provide you all the details about the haying and grazing deadline change. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts of the Farm Bureau Radio Network.